All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Whatever. Ticket text, and then I'm going to move to football. Tiger should have traded Nick years ago when they were close to a ring and he was a top prospect. In terms of home run, Comerica's a disadvantage, but a huge outfield is the advantage for the hitter and stretches singles to doubles and doubles to triples. Amen. How do you think Castellanos led the league in triples in 2017? Castellanos is the Tiger version of Eric Ebron. Oh, my. I respect Nick for speaking his mind on issues and not being a cookie cutter. Comerica's an awesome park, but they should move the fences in, extend the shrubbery inward from center, and build a party deck. I disagree with you, and I don't want to become a bam box like every other park. You know what your park is. You know what the dimensions are. You know what the analytics say. Build a team that fits around it. Avila loves waiting for players' values to drop before trading. I have a weird feeling he's keeping Boyd, too. Let me tell you something. I have thoughts on that. We're going to get to it a little later, though. I want to space out the baseball talk. I don't want to put my entire audience to sleep. You heard it in the update, but I want to ask a base question and then back it up with a few things. My base question is this. Is it possible for everyone to have gotten this wrong? Because the narrative that is building about your Detroit Lions as they enter training camp is stunningly negative. That's me saying it. Stunningly negative. Vegas over-under win total, 6.5. Prediction in the division, last place. Matt Patricia, 24th out of 26 returning coaches. Capped off today, the latest USA Today's Nate Davis says the Lions won't just be bad, won't just finish last, won't hover around six wins. The Lions will have the number one pick in the NFL draft going 3-13. Quote, Nate Davis, difficult to imagine. Matt Patricia improving on a 6-10 debut. Four of their eight home games come against playoff teams, and a figure that doesn't include the Pack or Vikings. Two West Coast trips in the season's first half don't help either. All right, we need to have a town hall here right now. Just right now. I'm not asking for the number. I'm not asking you to put it in stone. Here's what I'm asking. Is it possible that everyone has just gotten too carried away with the negativity about the Lions? I don't think there are any great shakes, but 3-13? You want me to put the Lions on par with the Miami Dolphins and the New York Giants and the Arizona Cardinals? What? I can't do that. Over under of 6.5? You want me to say this football team didn't get a game better? A game? They were remarkably bad last year. I just, look, clearly you don't tune in to the ticket in the afternoons because I'm a homer or because you're going to get a cup full of sunshine. That's not me, never been me, never will be me. But I'm in a position now with the Detroit Football Lions where I almost have to take up for them a little bit because everything nationally is just morbid. Everyone going under 6.5. Haven't seen anyone going over. Nate Davis says, hold my beer, 3-13. The article last week, Patricia, 24th of 26 returning head coaches. Help me. 248-539-9797. I mean, guys, if you believe they're better than 6-10, you have to say everyone got it wrong. But there are a lot of smart people saying a lot of bad things about this football team, and I am kind of confused. I have said to you, I have said I would go over 6.5. that I can't believe in today's NFL, in the league of up down, in the league of bounce back, that you go back to back 6-10 with an established quarterback and some talented veterans. I just have a hard time with that. Year two of a new head coach, you'd hope there'd be some more buy-in, whatever. Am I nuts? The rest of the established media is pummeling this team. 3-13? Number one pick in the draft? Am I looking at the wrong roster? Am I looking at the wrong league, the wrong town? Has Stafford been replaced with Eli Manning? Are you starting Bobby Hart at right tackle? Did you not sign Trey Flowers, but instead noted MSU legend Little John Flowers? Like, what am I missing? 248-539-9797, Sully.
Three wins? I mean, come on. I am not exactly, and you and I have disagreed on this, I'm not exactly extremely positive about the Lions this year either. If anything, I tend to go under on the 7 wins, 6.5 total, whatever it is. But, I mean, come on. Do you know how bad you have to be to win 3 games? And I remember that when I saw this article, it reminded me of something that happened a couple months ago when we were watching ESPN. I think it was Tim Hasselbeck, and he had his bold prediction on there: Lions won't win 4 games this year. And we all just laughed at it, like, dude, come on, what are you talking about? I cannot pick the Lions to only win 3 games. That is insane.
But Mike, the premise remains the same. No one nationally is giving them any hope,
right,
of being a wild card team. Any. I mean, in the NFL, the league is designed to build a case for most teams, that there are a handful of teams that are so hapless and so inept, they can't possibly make it. And even then, once in a while, one does. There's a stat out there that every year of the last 6 or 7 years, a team that was last place the year before has made the playoffs the next year. Every year. How on earth can I not find a human being who thinks they're 7 or 8 win team?
Right.
I'm not even asking for 9, 10, 11. Universally, 3 wins, 4 wins, under 6.5. Your coach blows. This team blows. Worst record in the league. Dude, in New York, I get it. My team sucks. My coach sucks. My GM sucks. Like, there's no direction. They're burning it to the ground. Like, the Giants are objectively awful. The hell am I missing here?
Yeah, and the expectation should be not even 7 or 8 wins. It should be making the playoffs this year. I mean, if the Lions win 6 games or less, 7 games or less, Matt Patricia should be fired. I don't understand how it's this pessimistic. I understand, and I'm seeing texts right now from people. I understand if some people are a little, not exactly positive about this year and say, hey, I think the Lions are a 5-6 win team, whatever. But it seems like, yeah, everybody nationally is predicting the Lions to just suck. And we're not even talking about, hey, I think they'll be 7-9, 8-8, 6-10 even. Winning 3 games? How bad of a team, how bad of a roster you have to win 3 games is unbelievable.
Mike, I just, listen, it's a question for the people. Do you even believe it's remotely possible that everyone's got this wrong? I mean, you can make fun of me all you want. Me predicting the team is 7-9 or 8-8, that ain't no great shakes here. But Jesus, you're talking about people having you picking in the top 5 next year.
Yeah.
That is stunning.
And what's scary, though, is last year we thought the same thing. We thought that people were being too tough on the Lions. So, dude, I don't know if it's just the fact that, hey, if people nationally, especially, if maybe they just look at the Lions' track record over the course of, I don't know, their entire franchise's history, and they think, yeah, a safe bet is probably picking the Lions to suck this year. Maybe we'll just roll with that again. I don't know if it's something like that or if it's people really diving into it and saying, yeah, I just don't see much talent from this team.
248-539-9797. Would love your take on it. And obviously, I am not some bastion of positivity with this franchise or sports in general, but even I am taken aback by the tsunami of negativity with this team. And it's not negativity to say, hey, I don't think they're a playoff team. You know, they'll be middling. That's not negativity. That's realism. Negativity is 3-13, 4-12, 5-11, every betting site going under. I mean, that's just what?
But I'll also tell you, though, Mike, you know what this topic makes me feel like? Football is not too far away. Dude, it's right around the corner.
I know. By the time I'm back from Saratoga, you'll be doing your rapid fire top 10 things Dave Burkett thought he saw at training camp.
Oh, or my other favorite one, Mike, the when you always challenge me every year to come up with five legitimate takeaways from a preseason game, and then you have to agree or disagree with
I just take the segment off.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.